I ask you to come up. Beloved sister, Jean, you desire to receive holy baptism as a seal of your incorporation into the Church of Christ of God. You have been instructed by us in the Christian religion and have made profession of it before the overseers. It must become clear to all that you not only accept the Christian doctrine, but also intend by the grace of God to live according to it. Therefore, we ask you to answer sincerely the following questions before God and His Church. First, do you believe in the one and only true God, distinct in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who has created of nothing heaven and earth, with all that is in them, and still upholds and governs them, so that nothing happens without His divine will? Second, do you believe that you were conceived and born in sin, and are therefore by nature a child of wrath, totally unable to do any good and inclined to all evil? Do you confess that you have often transgressed the commandments of God in thought, word, and deed? And do you sincerely repent of these your sins? Third, do you believe that Jesus Christ, who is both true and eternal God and true man, who assumed this human nature from the Virgin Mary, is given by God as your Savior? Believing in Him, do you confess that you receive the remission of sins in His blood, and that by the power of the Holy Spirit you have become a member of Jesus Christ and His Church? Fourth, do you wholeheartedly agree with the doctrine of the Word of God, summarized in the confessions and taught here in this Christian church? Do you promise to continue steadfastly in this doctrine to the end of your life? And do you reject all heresies and errors conflicting with this doctrine? Do you promise to persevere in the fellowship of this Christian church and be diligent in the hearing of the Word of God and in the use of the holy sacraments? Fifth, do you firmly resolve, as it is proper for the member of Christ and His church, always to lead a Christian life and not to love the world and its evil desires? Do you promise to submit willingly to the Christian admonition and discipline of the church, if it should happen, and may God graciously prevent it, that you become delinquent either in doctrine or in conduct? Sister Jean, what is your answer?
I do.
Our merciful God, grant you His grace and blessing to fulfill this, your holy intention, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Patricia Jean Hoekstra, I baptize you into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let's now give thanks to God and sing in response. We'll sing hymn 72, stanzas 1, 3, and 5. You know, we just had a sermon on being committed to the truth and the teaching of Jesus Christ. I can tell you, Jean, whenever I went to visit her, I would tell her you could read this or read that. And the next week, there you were. You were, had read already parts of it and continued on to, in this, over these months, to read and to be taught and to learn. And that's been a wonderful thing to also be able to teach you. And also now to get to encourage you to keep on doing that. And so, as is our tradition when people do profession of faith, to encourage that also through books and reading. And in this case, the church wants to gift to you the book, Gentle and Lowly, The Heart of Christ for Sinners and Sufferers. Maybe a bit more of the devotional, the, just the wonders and the riches of Jesus Christ. As you have embraced Him as your Savior and have been part of the church, we want to congratulate you.
Thank you. Yes.
Let's give thanks to the Lord in prayer. Almighty, merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you have forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. You received us through your Holy Spirit as members of your only begotten Son, and so adopted us to be your children. You sealed and confirmed this to us by holy baptism. We pray through your beloved Son that you will always govern Jean by your Holy Spirit, that she may live a truly Christian and godly life and grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grant that she may acknowledge your fatherly goodness and mercy which you have shown to her and to us all. May she live in all righteousness under your only teacher, King and High Priest, Jesus Christ, and valiantly fight against and overcome sin, the devil, and his whole dominion. May she forever praise and magnify you and your Son, Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit, the one only true God. And Father, we give you thanks this morning. We thank you for Jean and also for her witness to your faithfulness and love. And we, Father, also, we thank you for her commitment to her faith in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, may she be warmly welcomed within this congregation. May she be received as a blessing from your hand. And in turn, may be blessed richly through the body that you've gathered here, the body of Jesus Christ. Father, would you be with her and Jake as they continue to serve you, that you would impress upon them that desire to serve you and to ever increase in the knowledge of the riches of Jesus Christ. And we pray that for all of us. Father, may we all, as we've listened to Christ's word this morning, abide in the teachings of our Lord, abide in the teachings of our great teacher, that we may be, remain and hold steadfast to the truth, and that it is when we come to Christ that the truth will set us free. So we ask you that in this world we would continue to be committed to Christian teaching. And would you bless the many ways in which that happens? Maybe catechism, Bible studies, the family devotions, the personal devotions, that wherever it is, Father, this take place, that your word would challenge us and help us to grow. That, Father, it is that those doctrines, the facts, the wonderful messages of your stories and your word may be impressed upon us. Renew our mind and gave us that new way of living in your word and truth. And that we would truly be set free. And so, Father, also this morning we bring before you, Father, the burdens that we have. Father, we know our need to be set free and how we cannot do it ourselves. And so this morning again, we ask you to be with those who are struggling. Would you grant us your rest? Would you grant us your freedom? As we leave our cares before you, that as we seek to follow you, there may be a wonderful peace and rest that follows us. And may we enjoy part of that this morning. And as we give you thanks, as we worship you, as we give thanks for the profession of faith of Jean, Father, that there is a rich peace also upon us, that we may enter another week. Or, Father, we may have tasks to do, we may face uncertainty, and yet There it is, your truth that abides with us as we abide in it. We ask you all of this in Christ's name alone. Amen. This morning, there's also the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And so this morning, that'll be for Edudeo. And then after that, we will turn again to hymn 79, but now sing stanzas 4 and 5.